All right, gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Well, there being no motion for adjournment, I guess we're going to have to do number 17, Blackwater Creek Community on Route 54. Mr. Lank, I guess I need to read all these into the record, don't I? Wild Pine Golf Club preliminary site plan. B, South View at Wild Pine Country Club record master plan. C, South View at Wild Pine Country Club record plan phase one. D, North View at Wild Pine Country Club record master plan. E, North View at Wild Pine Country Club amended conditions. F, South View at Wild Pine Country Club amended conditions. And G, West View at Wild Pine Country Club amended conditions. Now can I get a motion for adjournment? Still no. Yeah. Okay.
And rather than Shane have to read several paragraphs, y'all have it before you, copy his report based on what he's reviewed, and understanding that there are several parties here that want to speak on behalf of the applicant, why don't we just let them proceed?
I think that's an excellent suggestion, and the chair will recognize Mr. Schrader.
And we're hearing them all at one time, right?
Going to hear them all at one time.
That was right after I introduced myself. That was what I was going to ask, is if we could just consolidate all of them for one.
Duly consolidated.
One Donnybrook. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney representing Blackwater Creek Communities, as it was previously presented to you. Just by way of a brief background on this, because I know we went through a long process when we got this approved before, there were four applications that Mr. Clark and I presented to you known as Blackwater Creek. They included an AR1 RPC, which was called North Farm. There was a B1 application, there was a GRRPC, and there was a cluster subdivision, all of which made up the Blackwater Creek Communities. And I have put back up what I considered my favorite exhibit from those public hearings a couple years ago. This is the aerial view with Salisbury to the south. The applicable projects are in the middle, and it gives you some sense as to where these projects are in relationship to Del Mar, US 13, and Salisbury. We applied in 2005 for those four applications. The zoning hearings were conducted in September of 2006. The council had their public hearing in October of 2006, and they were approved in January of 2007. As was often pointed out at the time that we were involved in that process, notwithstanding the fact that this project is on the state line and technically is in the state of Delaware, it's difficult not to see this as being an application that is both in Maryland, Delaware, Del Mar, Salisbury, and in that area, and is uniquely different in the sense that it is unrelated to what we typically see by way of RPC and subdivision projects, because it's not resort-oriented. This is intended to be something different, and we'll get into that as we move through the process. There are a couple things that I need to orient you on. One of them is that for reasons that escape me but seem to satisfy the marketing people in this project, the first thing you're going to notice is that this project is now known as Wild Pine. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, some people felt that Blackwater Creek or Blackwater had a negative connotation to it. Wild Pine is what it's going to be referred to from this point forward, at least by us, and we hope that you will humor us in that change of name. The other thing is that we have or will present to you today a proposed site plan for your approval for a golf course, which will be an extension to the North Farm project. And that golf course will be an expanded portion of this North Farm at some time. We are going to make application to the OSPC for a plus review to be heard in December on that particular application, and then it will come back into you all as an expansion of the AR1 RPC. The primary things that we're looking for in addition to that as it relates to the Wild Pine Country Club is that there will be the change in the location of a clubhouse and community buildings that were located in North Farm. We're going to try to consolidate and get uniform some of the conditions that are applicable to all three of the projects I should point out, just for ease of your understanding, the B1 project has no further application before you today. And those modifications to the conditions are set forth in the book. The books that we presented to you, and I apologize for the confusion in getting them to you, but let's face it, the county wasn't open much during the last 2 weeks. And a number of the, hey, you know what? Lawrence is faced with a dreaded 3-day work week this week. So, it is rough. And you guys have got to work 2 days in a row, so I'm going to try to be done before tomorrow. So you can get home and have dinner before you come back. But there is a booklet, and the booklet is one that Jeff and I came up with that hopefully will just make it a little easier for you to understand where we're going. And it outlines what the golf course is going to look like, Northview will look like, the old Blackwater Creek, Southview, the old Blackwater Creek South Farm. Then you have the golf course, Northview, Southview, and Westview conditions, and the modifications for Mr. Johnson's benefit to the conditions as you like them. They're in two colors. One will show you what they were, and those that are bold and in red are going to show you what it is we're trying to sell to you today so that there is some understanding. We're not trying to reduce unit numbers. We are going to change the unit mix, but I think it's a unit mix that will be acceptable to you and will be favorably considered by you. So with that,
I'm colorblind, don't you?
Well, shoot, I wish I'd have known that. Next time out, you tell me what color you want. Well, maybe I'll go like with a 12 point and 16 point. How's that?
There you go.
And I want you to know I brought my Reebok briefcase in case we have to shoot hoops to settle this thing later. All right, I'm going to put Mr. Clark on, and he's going to go through the technicals of these things.
Thank you. For the record, my name's Jeff Clark, landscape architect with the firm of Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View. And I'm going to start the presentation by presenting the golf course. And using this exhibit here that shows all of the what were previously the Blackwater Creek communities that Dennis just said are now the Wild Pine Country Club. The golf course now is going to be north of Route 54, so it's going to involve these two pieces of property. And as it shows up on this aerial photo, it is this tract here. There's Route 54 cutting through the site or through the map. And then an additional piece of land known as the Shawfield Farm has been attached to the original application, which was North Farm, to create a larger parcel of land, which is before you today, as a preliminary site plan for golf. Right, let me switch these around so I can. There we go. So again, now as far as the golf plan is concerned, here is the original North Farm property. This is the Shawfield property that's appended to it, and immediately to the north. And if you look at, let me just put up the original plan that was approved for North Farm. The current approved master plan showed an 18-hole golf course on North Farm that was what they refer to as an executive-style course. It was, there were 18 holes, but it was a short par golf course. And as a result of various marketing studies that have been done since we've been before you in a public hearing setting, it was determined that that this community would be better served by a championship or a full-length golf course. And the opportunity presented itself to attach the northern or the piece of property immediately to the north. And as Dennis said, that piece of property will be before PLUS in December as an RPC amendment to North Farm. Again, today we're here only to show you the golf course component of this. So as you look at that first exhibit in your book, you'll see that both pieces of property are joined together, and it is split up so that there are 9 holes of golf each on the Shawfield property and the original North Farm property. The entrances to the golf are the same entrances that have served the residential community in the exact same locations as they were approved previously. There are some clubhouse features that Dennis alluded to earlier. There is the clubhouse next to hole 18. That is the golf clubhouse, traditional golf clubhouse. And then across the street, if you will, we have labeled on the plan community center/pool. And that would then be the facility that would serve the residential communities, both North Farm and then the application for the Shawfield property, as they'll both be combined in the future. I guess one thing that you can see from the aerial photograph there is that much of this, or parts of this Shawfield property, are wooded. So the logic was to site the clubhouse for golf and the community center and pool in that wooded setting, and to have them across the street from each other so that they're both centrally located and they could feed off of each other, if you will. There is a golf maintenance area that's labeled on the plan, and when I go through here a little bit later and present the North Farm, the amended master plan for the North Farm, you'll see that the waste treatment area and the lagoons associated with that are still in the same area that they were when you saw it before, and now we've nestled in that same area around those lagoons. We've cut out an area for golf maintenance. The golf resident or the golf course still has that same the same view of residential over golf as we had in the previous plan, and I think that is essentially it for the golf. It's a preliminary site plan application today just for the golf course itself. If there are any questions on golf, I'd be glad to address those at this point, and then we can move forward, or I can continue on.
I think what the commission needs to address or respond to would be the fact that the clubhouse and pool area are now outside the boundaries of the RPC, and that the golf course is being increased in size and overflowing onto another track of land. But that was a condition of the approval, that they were part of the boundary within the RPC.
That was the original condition that was imposed by the commission. Right.
Can you increase the land area of a subdivision without some kind of due process other than this?
They're not. I don't know that they're increasing the land area, but yeah. But I'm not sure that they're doing that, because what we're doing is taking.
But the golf course is not part of the subdivision. The golf course is a separate.
Half of it is.
Now, because it's clear that the additional residential that would be on this property, I mean, that's the commission can't approve
that. If I could take advantage of a rare opportunity where I don't have to pay Mr. Schrader to explain something to me. So go ahead. Would you tell us what your approach is to how this is making sense to you?
Yeah.
I'd be glad to do that. What the golf course and the golf course amenity clubhouse are permitted uses within an AR1 district. I think Mr. Robertson pointed out a minute ago during the exchange that they can be approved. Okay. What Lawrence points out is that we're also telling you today that there's going to be more to this coming down the trail in addition to just the golf course and the clubhouse facility. If you take a look at this portion of the project in here, this is the part that will soon go to plus. Once that's going through the plus process, then we're going to make an application to you all for an expanded RPC. When that application is made to you for the expanded RPC, part of what we're going to ask for is to move the community center out of this facility into that facility so that it will be centrally located within whatever we call it, North Wild Pine Farm View something. But it will be in that area, it will be moved up to that, and that will be part of your second series of applications. And the answer to the question that was asked, which I haven't answered, we can't expand the geographic boundaries of an RPC without going through a public process. We can bring to you the site plan for the golf course and the community, the golf course clubhouse.
The original ordinance had a legal description of the property that was covered by it, and so you can't expand it without going through the public hearing process. Right. But just so the commission's clear, I mean, there's no action that can be taken on the residential portion of this because it has to go through plus, of course, and come back in like we just talked about.
But the golf course is permitted in an AR, and they're just here to get a site plan approved for that.
Everything else.
Is that right?
Okay. And then everything else that we're going to deal with today, which relates to the conditions of the approvals, that are associated with North, South, and West are all things that were conditions that were created here as a part of either the RPC or subdivision, cluster subdivision. There are things you can deal with administratively at this hearing.
I just wanted to share with you what was going on up here in this area called Future Residential so that it
hopefully made some sense.
Yeah, and we came in here and said, we want a golf course and a country club, and they came back in 2 months and hadn't told you about what the plans were connected to, I think you'd be very unhappy with us for being disingenuous, and that's not what we're trying to do.
No, I appreciate that. I'm just trying to make sure that we're not making the actual, so, you know, subdivision larger, but I understand what's going on now. So
right. I think so. They're separate. I mean, you're, because yeah. Obviously the residential, that hinges on what the county does to approve it as an RPC. What you're saying is that the golf club or course portion of it, that's moving forward regardless of the residential.
That's precisely what we
because otherwise it would have made sense to present the whole thing at once as part of the RPC.
Right.
But
right.
We can't do that until we go through the other processes to get the expanded RPC.
Just a glimpse into the future.
All right, sir. Proceed.
So question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
If we're talking about putting the clubhouse on the other parcel, can we actually, what I'm hearing Lawrence say is that we can't do that because that's on another parcel.
No, they can do it.
We can do that.
It's related to the golf course.
Yeah.
Until such time as it becomes a part of the RPC.
But what about the community pool? And isn't that part of the original amenity package of?
Part of the original amenity
Blackwater?
Package for at, for North.
Right. You know what? I'm willing to bet that this will come clearer when we get all the other pieces
right.
on the table. I think that's maybe where we're. Let's let them do their thing
and
go through all of them, and then. That doesn't mean you can't ask a question. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be clear until we get to the end. What?
Can we help Mr. Johnson feel better about
go
this?
Go ahead. Yeah. Help him.
You can't approve the community center building. You're right. But when we come back through, and assuming that it meets with the favor of the commission to expand it,
they can ask.
Then you can help us move.
Then we move.
Right. Then you
right.
can approve it to move.
Right. But I meant like today, what we're addressing today, we can't address the issue of the community center.
If you were to make a motion to approve that today and I were Mr. Robertson, he'd probably tighten up tighter than an eight-day clock because it just can't be done.
I'm more concerned about also eliminating it from the other one until...
We're not asking you to eliminate it yet.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
We're just telling you what the future
right.
will look like.
Well, okay.
Seven or eight holes of golf, right? There's not even a whole course.
Eight holes?
Each parcel of that, no?
Executives don't need all that.
That'll make your score better, IG.
If the holes are longer, it makes it easier?
No, there's only eight.
Oh, or six.
Yeah. Like, see a couple part threes on you?
So you shot a 72.
Yeah, there was only 14 holes.
Well, the second item on the agenda is to discuss, and it's our request to have you consider an amended master plan for what was previously approved as North Farm, which today we'd ask you to consider approving as North View at Wild Pine Country Club. Let me, and these are both, it was approved as an ARRPC. Let me just go through the key amendments to the plan. One we just discussed, there are 9 holes of golf on this plan before you today, where the earlier in the approved plan shows 18. All of the multifamily condominium housing that was approved on the original North Farm plan has been removed, and the housing now is all lots. They're all be conveyed as lot home packages. So when you purchase a home, you purchase it on an individual lot. The community center and pool will be relocated, and our proposal to you today is that that there will be a temporary facility in its location that would occupy an area at the gateway to the community where the RPC B1 use area is, if you will, that it would, assuming we meet with success on what we discussed earlier, where the Shaw Field property is brought in and we expand the size and scope of the Northview RPC, then the real clubhouse or the clubhouse with all the amenity then would be constructed where we just showed it up in the golf area north of this site across the street from the golf clubhouse.
Jeff, if I could, and just so I'm clear on this, is it we're on Northview at Wild Pine Country Club?
Correct.
And it's, I'm working off Shane's notes to make sure I'm looking at the right one. It's 376 residential or units Is that the number? So I'm looking at the right one.
That's correct. In fact, that's one of my next points is that the density is unchanged. It is. It remains at 376 homes, only they're all lots now, as I said a second ago. There are illustrated on the plan 176 single-family detached and 270 attached.
So the attached are still going to be single-family lots, though?
Correct.
Yeah, gotcha.
There won't be townhouse duplexes?
Well, there are duplexes, that's correct.
These ones.
The one of the other amendments to this plan is that we have introduced a golf maintenance area, which I mentioned earlier. The golf maintenance area then is going to occur in conjunction with the wastewater treatment facility and the lagoons and all that you had on the previously approved plan. The other features that are remaining is, in addition to the density being unchanged, the waste treatment area, the elevated water storage tank are all in the same location. The entrances that that were on the original plan that were blessed by DLDOT have been unchanged. We've not moved them at all. The general street configuration you can see is essentially the same. More importantly, I guess from an environmental standpoint, we had, if you recall, on this particular site, a chunk of existing forest. Let me show you where it is on the plan. The approved plan, there's a piece of forest that's shaded up here on the northern part of the site, another piece right here. That we propose to you, and as a condition of the plan, that it not be disturbed. This new plan preserves it as well. And then there was a buffer that connected those two pieces of existing forest that we proposed to reforest. And again, that's been transferred onto this plan. There's been no change with regard to that at all. And that concludes the presentation of the amended master plan.
Are you building a temporary pool? Is that what you said? A big above ground pool.
I think we
probably all works out in the end. I realize the whole time it's all going to come together.
Pools,
but
yeah.
Can you put these beside each other?
Closer together?
Yeah. We're playing tennis. Right. We're going back and forth. We're going to play.
That one's coming to you.
Yeah. So they can see it. They can get a better view.
Can you see both?
You like tennis, but you're going back and forth. Look at playing.
Pour it a little bit there.
Easy.
Back it up a little bit.
There you go.
Can we raise them up?
Can we raise them up?
Raise them up.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
They're about half.
I thought I was watching a tennis match or something.
There you go.
Back.
Oh, well, there's that.
Make sure it's the one.
Get high enough?
Mm-hmm.
You both need to go up?
Yeah, that one's special.
I just make it easier on the other one. Which one are we doing now? Southview?
Okay.
Yeah, it's right before he does. He's an attorney.
I know.
I'm on the level.
You're on the level.
So again, if there are any questions on Northview, I'd be glad to address those. If not, we can move to the next piece, which is Southview, which is previously South Farm. If this advanced easel work here.
Schrader did that.
Sorry. Aren't you guys glad there's nobody else here?
You know, when we did this last time, we used PowerPoint. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now you know why we used PowerPoint. It was safer.
Put it on the internet, though.
Yeah. The world could be watching.
Maybe on YouTube.
Don't worry. Don't think about that.
Yeah, that will probably be on YouTube tonight.
Can't wait. Just as before, we have the South Farm plan represents the currently approved plan. It was an AR cluster option subdivision. The site is exactly 200 acres, and it was approved for exactly 400 lots. Southview at Wild Pine Country Club is the plan before you today that on the agenda as a request for amended master plan. The key amendments here again, density. In this particular case, density has changed. We have changed the density in lots to 373. So we've lost, 27 lots. One other feature on the plan, although the street systems, if you look at it at first glance, the street systems appear to be identical, we have removed the boulevards. There was a boulevard, the main access coming in here, and another boulevard coming in, coming in this Providence Church Road entrance. Both of those have been eliminated. And the only other change that's significant on here is if you look at the two plans, there was no park area associated with this corner or this quarter of the site, if you will. And so that's been amended, and there is now where there were some kind of separated little green space areas, they've been redesigned into put all of the open space into one usable area. The balance of the site plan remains unchanged. We have the exact same entrances and the exact same locations. More importantly, I guess, from the cluster option subdivision side, all of the perimeter buffers that we had proposed that you reviewed on the last application are identical and unchanged. They're all in the same location, same design. The forest preservation areas were a little more extensive, actually a lot more extensive on this property than the previous application. They are identical on the two plans, have been unchanged. Both the existing forest is to remain, and there was a considerable amount of area on here that was to be reforested. The percent of open space is identical, has been unchanged. So again, if there are any questions regarding the...
But what's the reason the boulevards were removed?
Well, the boulevard on the Providence Church Road side was a problem for DelDOT, so we removed that one. The other one was removed. The main one coming in was removed for economic reasons. It just was very expensive.
Do you have a divided entrance to the first intersection?
No.
No?
No, there is no divided entrance. In fact, what we have now, we didn't know at the time, but what we have learned as we go through the entitlement process is that the access off of 54 to both South View and North View is a traditional roundabout. As you may know, DelDOT is requiring roundabouts in every intersection they can find now, and that's what's going to happen here. So that eliminates the need to have that kind of division. In fact, it would even be confusing if you had it. So instead of having a little short island there with plantings, and it's been eliminated completely. One other item that's in your package and an agenda item today is we have the first phase of Southview. The first phase is a 54-lot piece that has that actually is again serviced by or accessed by the Providence Church Road entrance, and it is an area that encompasses this. This would be the western side of the northern half of the South Farm. This particular piece has been designed by the civil engineers and run through the entitlement process. There's stormwater management approvals in hand. The entrance package with DelDOT is in its final review. Public Works is in its final review. The fire marshal approved. And one of the other conditions that you had put on this application is that we meet with the Del Mar School District, the person in charge of determining where school bus stops should go, and so we've dealt with that. In fact, the answer to that was that they don't want any, but that we are to coordinate with them as each phase comes before you to see what happens. So they have a prescription for school bus stops only after you reach a certain number of students, and since they don't know how many of those there are, they can't really address it at this point. So as part of the package, I'll give you Dr. Ring's response to that so that see our promise to him to keep him in the loop. With that, I guess we can move to the amended conditions that Dennis alluded to earlier. And if you have the books that we prepared that Dennis referred to, they are at the end in section 7, 8, and 9. And again, the original application was brought to you as one community with three separate neighborhoods, North Farm, South Farm, West Farm, which today on these conditions are renamed as Northview, Southview, Westview. And as Dennis said earlier, the proposed changes that we have before you are in red so that you can see what we're proposing. Now, one proposed change that runs through all three communities is that the original application was approved allowing 50 homes to be constructed on each of the three communities. That would require us to initiate construction in all three communities at once to have any kind of pace, if you will, with in developing numbers. And so the first change on all three of the proposed amended conditions today alludes to this issue of combining the number of approved units in the entire project so that we have 150 units per year for the entire Wild Pine Country Club project instead of 50 in each of the individual neighborhoods. And so that's it actually ends up being issue number two on Northview, where that's dealt with. And actually, it's issue number two on all three of the conditions. So that is.
Was that one that was initially proposed by the developer, the 50? That's what I thought. Okay.
It was, and it because it came to you and it was presented. I guess legally we didn't have any choice. It had to be presented as individual RPC applications. It just came out that way. So we're asking for your consideration on that today, realizing that nothing has been sold or any commitments have been made to any purchasers. And then beyond that, then we have with each separate community, we have some specific changes. The Northview I'll deal with first, which is the, if you recall, is the community that has the nine holes of the 18-hole golf course on it. And the original recommendation on the condition was that the recreational facilities within this project, including golf course, swimming pool, and community building, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. Based on the changes that we brought to you here today, we are suggesting that be amended to say that the recreational facilities, including the golf course, pool, and community buildings, constructed as follows: that the golf course is constructed in 2 9-hole phases, and that the first 9-hole phase is completed on or before the certificate of occupancy for the 200th home in Northview. And then it goes on to say the same about the swimming pool and community center, that is built in conjunction with a number of units that are building permits as opposed to a time frame.
But so, on this one, though, if we've only got 9 holes within this phase because the other 9 are on a separate piece of property that's not part of this ordinance, shouldn't that really only reflect that 9 holes would be built within the time frame?
See, we can't tell you what to do on the other parcel.
Yeah, because this ordinance only applies to this piece of property.
There's only 9 holes in this application, so.
I mean, I don't think it's a problem. I'm just.
Well, I mean, it's not a problem. Yeah.
I guess what we were alluding to here is that you had originally approved a community with an 18-hole golf course. That's why we presented the golf course plan the way we did. Not that wasn't confusing, but that was our intention, at least.
Just to show you're going to create an 18-hole.
Correct. We haven't lost the concept of 18 holes. Certainly understand Mr. Wheatley's comment that it is on a different property, and this condition certainly envisions that the second 9 holes will be built, whether it's on the RPC or not. So you're right. You may have gotten into a legal snag there in terms of that wording.
It may be appropriate, Mr. Robinson, to bring that condition back up as to the other 9 holes at the time that the expansion piece is back.
And
I need to fix it.
The conditions that are specific to Southview, then we have made one change on number 4, where the original condition said street design shall include curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting. We have amended that to be a little more specific and said that curbs, sidewalks on at least one side of each street, which you see in red. And then number 6. As a condition that we are proposing that runs with both Southview and Westview. And this is one that deals with, since this is a community as a whole, there are several neighborhoods within the same community that if recreational facilities are established for the community, for example, South Farm or Southview is constructed first, which is a proposal here because we have the first phase in front of you today, the community center is likely to be constructed in Southview first, so that as we move into an initial phase in Northview, the folks here, the initial residents in Northview, would enjoy themselves in the Southview Community Center for some period of time until they got enough critical mass to build their own clubhouse and community center in North Farm. So that's why the wording here is if similar facilities are available to the residents of Southview elsewhere within the Wild Pines Country Club project, on or before 2 years from the date of issuance of the first building permit, then construction of Southview recreation areas may be delayed until the 200th unit. Again, it's a matter of not burdening the residents before you get a certain size of a community with having a clubhouse in each community as each one started. And it's not unlike the issue with the condition combining all 50 from each of the three into one aggregate.
Can I go back to one, Jeff, if I can, just because I don't want there to be confusion at some point later on. Northview, those proposed amendments to the conditions. Northview is the one where the clubhouse and pool are being down the road relocated to the adjacent parcel.
Correct.
It says the swimming pool construction shall commence on before the 125th Northview residential permit, completed on or before the issuance of the 150th Northview residential permit. Does that mean that at some point when you relocate all that stuff to the adjacent property, we can find the RPC, I mean, maybe Dennis, you can help me out on this, and you're saying you're not going to have a pool on Northview, don't you have to come back in and amend this condition again?
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, I think we also have to do that in order to address the issue of the new nine holes.
Yeah.
There are two parts that would have to be readdressed.
We think that's the only way to be fair, because in the event that something
otherwise
should happen,
you end up with different things happening, right, that don't work together.
But in the event that the northern piece didn't succeed for some reason,
right,
the folks still have an amenity in their community that just is the original approval.
And you guys recognize, and then you'd have to, if you're not going to have the pool, because otherwise we're going to have somebody from Northview come in and say, where's my pool? Yeah.
And it was, going back to the original hearings on this, it was always intended that all of the residents of the various projects would be able to use all of the recreational facilities, although I think we anticipate that the expanded golf course and the facilities at the Northview site will be more attractive, perhaps, and get a greater use than would in the other two.
Okay. Thanks. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding how this all sort of fits together.
That's exactly how it works.
Thanks, Mr. Wheeler.
I believe that touches on all the topics that we had on the agenda today. I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have on any of those.
All right, well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
I have one for Mr. Schrader or Mr. Link. On the record plan, where are you with regard to getting all your agency approvals on that, and does that hold up the record plan on a phase?
They could get approval of a master plan.
Right.
Basically, that's like a preliminary.
Right.
And would be allowed to record it. They just couldn't develop anything from
that. Right, okay. That's what I want to make sure that we knew
what approved. Then they would come in with phases, and as the phases got approved, then they could be developed.
Okay.
They have to all the agency approval to get final on a record plan for a phase.
Right. Well, that's what I wasn't sure about on the one and what they're, just the way the agenda is and the notes are with the Southview Wild Pine Country Club record plan phase one. If you all had all agency approvals for that.
We don't. In fact, one of the agency approvals is this office. So it's a courtesy to Shane. We submit it now. He looks at it. We're very close with the other agencies, so it's time now to get it out and make sure that we think now that all the changes that are going to be made as a result of the entitlement process have been made. And so Shane and Lawrence now can look at it and make their comments.
Okay. But we're not approving that phase as a final then at this point.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions?
How many units are in phase one?
54.
Just in that corner right there.
That's correct. The reason for that is that the entrance design by DelDOT that was approved for that can only accommodate 54 homes. So there's no other reason that it was stopped at that number.
But that's not where the roundabout is, right?
That is not where the roundabout is. And that again, in the interest of having some view towards economy here, we're going to start the project with that more affordable entrance until they get 54 or in that neighborhood, get some number of those homes sold before we move up to that rotary, which is a fairly expensive improvement.
Mr. Johnson? I have no questions.
Okay.
I can read my red writing.
I would have thought you would have had one or two, but it's okay with you, it's okay with me. Anyone else? All right, gentlemen, we thank you.
Well, like, for example, I don't know that you need to on the golf club one.
No.
You know. But, and you may not need to on the record master plan.
Gregory, we can take them, those individually, yeah, if you want. But on each
but,
one.
However you want to do it. Take them one at a time and talk about each one if it's too confusing or not.
There's a lot here.
Yeah. I think you maybe do, in fairness, on the amended conditions, just to get that.
Yeah, it's too bad that our friend Mr. Dyer wasn't here to see this. I think he would have been absolutely impressed. Just reflecting back on other folks who have the tendency to modify, change, augment, enhance, rename.
That's the golf course one.
Yeah, I don't think the golf course is an issue.
Yeah,
I think that's certainly approvable right now. If you want to, Mr. Gordy, it's up to you. We'll do them one at a time. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Blackwater Creek Communities 54 Wild Pine Golf Club preliminary site plan.
Second. I just want to make clear, for the record, that's just for the golf
course. For the golf
and
course.
The things related to the golf course.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I have any questions.
Okay.
And I second.
Moved and seconded to approve a preliminary site plan for the Wild Pine Golf Club only at Blackwater Creek Communities on Route 54. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I don't think there's
no problem with this.
No problem, real problem with the master plan, is it?
Is it affected by those conditions, the master plan? I mean, the conditions have to do with, I think, timing issues, not...
That's correct. It has no effect on that.
I mean, I guess it does. It has effect on the detached, semi-detached, the numbers, the breakdown, but...
No, that would be in Northview.
Oh.
Northview has the semi-detached.
Okay.
They're following the agenda next house. Southview, which was a cluster subdivision.
Okay.
And that's the one that the phasing plan's been presented for.
Okay.
The amended record master.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with that one either.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Southview at Wild Pine Country Club record master plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the record master plan for Southview at Wild Pine Country Club. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Southview at Wild Pine Country Club record plan phase one.
Now, is that as a preliminary?
As a preliminary.
As a preliminary.
As a preliminary. Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary the record plan for phase one at Southview at Wild Pine Country Club. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Does that come back before you gentlemen as a final?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one, do we need on this north?
Well, it's a.
Okay.
Record master plan for Northview. What's the?
It depends on what you're going to do on the amended conditions for Northview, because the amended record master plan takes into account the change conditions. Been in 76 with a split with multifamily and singles to 376 detached and single family semi-detached. Well, I don't know that you can act on the
may have to actually act on the amendment before you can act on the master plan.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go E, D, the order.
Yeah.
So you don't have a problem with it amended?
Got to do E first.
Yeah. And you could do them, so my question was whether Mr. Gordon was comfortable with acting on the amended conditions today. Because if you're not going to act on the amended conditions, if you are, you're fine with this, but you can't act on the record plan, I don't think, if you act on, or simultaneously with the amended conditions.
Or are you comfortable with them, or do we need to discuss them more?
Guys have any issues, concerns in regard to the amended conditions? Are you, anybody want more time to review, fuss, cuss, discuss, no?
I'm okay with them, I'll tell you, as long as the motion probably should reflect this, there's an understanding that it's going to have to be amended again when they come back, if they come back and get approval on that additional 9 holes for the RPC. Because that's going to change up the golf course issues and the pool issues and the community center issue, that type of thing.
Yeah. Mr. Schrader?
Thank you.
We acknowledge that, Mr. Robertson, and my guess is that at the time we make the application, in some format, we would anticipate that the commission probably would fall back on these conditions as being the conditions that the commission would impose upon the expanded property. And at that point in time, I'll know that we need to take care of the business about the 9 holes on the golf course and the community building, and then we can file a simultaneous application, if you will, for an amendment to the Northview conditions to clean up that one paragraph. It's paperwork, but I understand what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. And we acknowledge that it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Really cutting into the site work budget here, I'll tell you what.
So just a stipulation that they have to come back with another amendment.
Well, I think he stayed on the record, so I think we're pretty clear with that.
So, okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Northview at Wild Pine Country Club amended conditions.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the amended conditions for Northview at Wild Pine Country Club. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Northview at Wild Pine Country Club Record Master Plan.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Record Master Plan for Northview at Wild Pine Country Club. Was there something that's supposed to be stipulated with that? Is that the one where you said?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, hold on, let me go back. No, the one I was thinking of was the golf club one. The one that talked about that it didn't affect the residential.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
One thing, Mr. Wheatley, can I clarify something? Just we're approving all these amended conditions. I assume, aren't you saying that the amended conditions are the same as what's in the booklet?
I don't have a copy of the booklet in front of me.
No.
Did you like another copy?
Well, I've got the booklet. I just want to make sure that
I need another one.
Yeah.
I need another one.
That the record and these motions tie together with what's written in the booklet, you know, so that suddenly there's not some other set of amended.
Not that there would be, but
I'm on a tender
unmarked
copy of the booklet to Mr. Emmett for
Mr. Schrader. Do you represent that the amended conditions are the same? What's in the booklet is are the same? Okay.
Because there's not actually like an application or anything that I'm sort of tracking through on this. That's just one of them.
Let's talk about this for a minute, Mr. Robertson, because it occurs to me that we do have one minor issue that you and I maybe ought to navigate if the commission will allow us, and that would be in condition 6 of Northview.
Mm-hmm.
In the 4th line, it should read the golf course. Let's try that again. The golf course must be completed on or before, and in parentheses, the first 9-hole phase. We can't have that refer to two 9-hole phases. So we've got to delete.
The way I had it was just you change it so it says the first 9 holes of the golf course must be completed on
that,
or before.
That works. As long as that first phrase about two phases comes out.
And I get that to Shane.
All right, then. Leave.
So now we're on the
They're on, we're on F and G, and you can probably do them together if you want. If you just wanna say Southview and Westview, it's up to you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve Southview and Westview at Wild Pine Country Club amended conditions.
Just keep that one.
All right.
Seconded.
So moved and seconded to approve the amended conditions for Southview and Westview at Wild Pine Country Club. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes.